In Washington, it's fair to say that Senator Roland Burris is fighting for his national political life at this point.
30 years in public life and never a hint of a scandal. And all that time in service to Illinois, I never asked for anything in return until today. I ask you today to stop the rush to judgment.
Senator Roland Burris of Illinois. Now, his national political life can still be measured in hours at this point, but he's a longtime fixture in Illinois politics, and he's definitely under fire for possibly being involved in some sort of pay-to-play arrangement with the man who appointed him, the now impeached and removed governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, here with the story as it's playing out in Chicago and straight downstate in Illinois is Robert Wildebohr, criminal justice reporter for Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ in Chicago. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sounding a little desperate there, Senator Burris, wouldn't you say, Robert?
He was sounding a little desperate, and unfortunately, I think most of this has been of his own making. He's been on this speaking tour of Illinois this week, kind of just this goodwill thing where he meets, you know, local politicians and county commissioners and county Democrats and stuff like that. And then every time he's been talking to reporters, he's let more information slip that he probably shouldn't say at this point.
Well, Robert, it appears as though the Chicago Tribune has it in for Roland Burris. Is that the case, or is there something really deep to this allegation? And describe it in some detail, if you could.
Well, it all revolves around his testimony before a House impeachment committee. And this goes back to when he was appointed by Governor Rod Blagojevich. Rod Blagojevich had, of course, just been arrested and charged with trying to sell this very same Senate seat. So there was a cloud of suspicion hanging over this Senate seat and this appointment in particular. And so if you think back to the beginning of January, the Senate leaders were thinking of seating him, but they said, hey, you've got to go testify before this House impeachment committee about your contact with the governor's office leading up to this appointment. He submitted an affidavit to that committee saying he had no contact before he was called by a lawyer for the governor who was offering him the appointment. Since then, just more and more information has been trickling out that he had plenty of contacts with the governor's office, with staffers, with a fundraiser for the governor. And so this week, as he's been on this listening tour, what's been billed as a listening tour as he goes across the state, he's been talking to reporters, letting out more and more details. Kind of they've been trickling out of his mouth. And one of the things we learned this week is that he actually tried to hold a fundraiser for Governor Blagojevich, but, you know, couldn't get people interested because at that time last year, you know, no one wanted to touch Governor Blagojevich with a 10-foot pole except for Roland Burris, who was still trying to put together a fundraiser. Are the charges? I don't think that anyone thinks that that Burris was really trying to buy this Senate seat. He didn't have the money to do it. He didn't have the political fundraising, you know, wherewithal to get that done. So that's not really the issue here. The issue is that he submitted an affidavit saying he had no contact with the governor, and now everyone's finding out that that's just plainly not the case.
And it appears as though the senator's judgment is really in question here. And you described how he's had a difficult time in dealing with the sort of Q&A problem. At the City Club in Chicago yesterday, he was asked a question by a member of the audience, and his answer was, quite frankly, just incomprehensibly delusional. Will you listen to
just
this?
Just bizarre.
And just tell me what this means, if you possibly could, Robert.
Was it wrong of you to solicit funds for Rod Blagojevich at the same time he was considering you for the Senate?
I was never considered for the Senate. I was never considered by the Senate.
Now, is he splitting a hair there? What is he saying? He was never considered for the Senate at the time he was in contact with the Blagojevich's officials.
I have not been able to make heads or tail of that yet. I mean, it was interesting being in the room. This room is packed with people because everybody wants to hear what Roland Burris has to say yesterday. And he says, I was never considered for the Senate. Well, Senator, you are the senator, so just prior to being appointed, you were being considered. Like, what do you mean you weren't considered for the Senate? He says I was never considered for the Senate, and everybody's just kind of like, I looked out across the room, and everybody's kind of furrowing their brows, and they're just like, there's just kind of stunned silence. And then the audience, I think you could hear it there on the tape. I don't know if listeners could hear it going down the highway at 70 miles an hour. But everyone in the audience off mic is just like, what? Huh?
No, we could hear it. We could hear it. I mean, maybe he's making a bad attempt at a sort of Clintonian, it's what the definition of is, that maybe technically he felt like he wasn't really in the running then, but maybe later he was, and the timing would maybe exonerate him to a certain extent, but it was a pretty ham-handed gesture. Before we go, very quickly, is he going to make it, yes or no?
It's very up in the air. A lot of people calling for his resignation. There is this perjury investigation in the southern part of the state, but that is unlikely to come up with anything. And the Senate Ethics Committee, you know, you look back at the history, and Senator David Vitter of Louisiana gets caught up in a prostitution ring. He got a letter. So I don't know if ambiguity on the part of Senator Roland Burris is going to warrant much more than a letter there. But we'll see how the political winds blow.
And it certainly could affect when he has to run in less than 2 years. Robert.
There's no doubt about that.
Robert Wildeboer, criminal justice reporter for Chicago Public Radio, deciphering the Burrisisms, the latest Burrisisms from Chicago. Thank you, Robert. And Femi Oke is here with the headlines.
Hello there, just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.